And we do record all these games in our game audio archives, so you can always go back and listen there. So good temperatures here today, Sky. And for now, the rain has let up. So, you know, still a wet ball and a wet field, I'm sure, but it's certainly not coming down as hard as it was at one time during the first half.
Yeah, definitely not. I got down here a little bit early, you know, before the game, and the rain was definitely coming down. I was like, this is going to be brutal. But it's definitely lightened up, and if it stays that way, you never know. You might see some more passes this half. You know, one of the things as a former player, though, everything else might be a little bit more dry, but my uniform still isn't, and that's never comfortable.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've done a couple of games here over the years, very, very cold, very wet games, and I always think, boy, you know, football guys are out here warming up an hour before the game, and you're just soaked to the bone before you even get to play, and then from there, you're, you know, slipping and sliding around, you're getting tackled, you're on the ground. I mean, you must just go numb at some point. I can't really picture it, so...
At some point, you know, with, you can only get just so wet, you know, obviously. So once you're out there in pregames and stuff there, it is what it is. But it does become kind of uncomfortable. I always preferred, like, if it's going to be raining, just to keep doing it. Because then when it's dry and I'm still soaked, it's like, it's just, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like it has pretty much stopped. And if it stays like that, we may see some more passes.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see how this goes. Delhi will receive to start the second half. So the Bulldogs in the white tops, the gray pants with the white helmets and the maroon trim will be going left to right. Tioga's in the navy blue with the gold trim and the Michigan Wolverine-style helmet here. They will be kicking off. So, you know, big opening drive here for Delhi would certainly go a long way as they trail 14-6 in the sectional championship game. A high kick is fielded by Schnabel at the 25, brings it forward. He's got some room. Schnabel to the 45-50. Can he turn on the Jets? He lost the ball. It's on the turf, and Tioga's going for it, and they'll fall on it at the 32-yard line. It looked like Schnabel could possibly have gone to the house. He got stripped from behind, and the Tigers fall on it just 10 seconds into the third quarter. Wow, what a turn of events there, Skies. Looked like great field position at the very least for Delhi. And the ball popped free.
He had a lane.
He did.
He really did. That was a great return. Just so people know, the Tioga Tigers got it at their own 38-yard line. So he crossed midfield. Looked like it was going to be just a great spot. But, wow, unfortunate break for Delhi. That would have been exactly the start you wanted to have.
So here's Tioga with the ball now going right to left at the 30. They're going to hand it off and they go right back to that left side and plowing forward for about 9 yards here is Drew Maycumber. And looks like they're going to continue to try to go down that left side. So a great return from Delhi, possibly a touchdown taken away after Schnabel couldn't quite hold on to it and the Tigers fell on the loose ball.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate break for Delhi, and that might have just been, we talk about the momentum, that might have been the momentum swing right there, because if Tioga goes down, if Delhi had scored, you know, tie the game up or something like that, but Tioga now can make it a two-possession game, and they were fired up.
Very fired up, and they get the first down on that last run by Maycumber. Run to the outside now for Maycumber again on first down. He crosses the 50 into Delhi territory at the 49. Going to be second down at about four to go, so the run game continuing to be very strong here for the Tigers. With 1 minute gone in the third quarter, it's Tioga 14, Delhi 6.
Only a minute gone, and we've already had this much action this quarter, Nate.
Boy, oh boy, did not see that coming. In fact, I thought, boy, Delhi is going to score right here. And just unfortunate for that ball to pop free like that. Tigers with the ball, now at midfield, second down and about four to go. They go right back to the left side, and this time nowhere to go. Nealis and Wilson are there to bring down Maycumber, a loss on the play for the Tigers. 10.5 to go in the third, Tioga leading 14-6. So a third down here at midfield as Tioga's back on their own 49. This is a big spot for the Delhi defense, I would say, too, Sky, because if they can hold and get the ball back, it's like, okay, no damage done.
Yeah, you want to, but still, that's not the start you wanted to have. But, you know, as you said, no damage done if they get a stop here, but I think this is four down territory for Tioga.
Third down at about five to go at midfield, and they go to Maycumber, and he's got the first down at the 45 to the 44 before he's tackled from behind by Wilson and Brocky. So move the chains again for the Tigers. Our score, Tioga 14 and Delhi 6 with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. And the Tigers move the ball for another first down. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A second down and 5 to go here. Maycumber picked up 5 on that first down run when we took a little 30-second break. Man in motion here. Tigers are on the Delhi 40 going right to left. And it's going to try to throw here. Bellis to the right side. Cuts back inside. He gets around the rush, and Bellis has got a first down. He's got some room. Bellis to the 20. He's got an angle for the corner of the end zone, and he will score. Bellis from 40 yards out, and the Tigers put 6 on the board. Looks like Delhi had him in the backfield. He escapes and scampers for 40 yards. So Caden Bellis, the junior QB, is going to make this Tioga 20 and Delhi 6 with 8:40 to go in the third. And they'll go for the extra point here coming up. And that's all Tioga needs is just that little bit of daylight, Sky, and they're able to put it in.
What a great move there by Bellis. He planted that right foot, cut right back to the left, took a perfect angle to the end zone, right at the pylon. Great move.
Waiting for the snap. It's high, but they get it down, and the extra point is good. So Tioga takes a 21-6 lead over Delhi with 8:40 to go in the third quarter, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Schnabel with about a 5-yard return here on the kickoff after the score. And, you know, we've noticed after Schnabel went down there on that return to start the second half, he seems to be favoring his left arm a little bit here. So we'll hope that he's okay out there. 8.5 to go in the third. It is Tioga 21 and Delhi 6 here in the Section 4 championship game. And, you know, the Tioga crowd and the Tioga players are pretty pumped up right now.
You just feel the different energy now after that fumble recovery to start the half from both sides. It just feels a little different right now.
Hand off for Delhi. They try to run to the left side. Nealis will give this one off, I believe, to Schnabel. Yes, he picks up about 4 and is out to the 35-yard line. Delhi now going left to right. They're in their own territory. Still a lot of time left in this game with 8:15 to go in the third. But Tioga in control at the moment, 21-6. Of course, stay tuned after today's game. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, and we'll wrap everything up. But still a lot of football left to be played before that. Nealis wants to throw on second down. It's complete to Angelo Kristen, and I believe he's going to be very close to a first down at about the 42-yard line. He makes things happen when they get him the ball. We'll see if they get him more involved here in the second half.
See a pass play right there from Delhi. We talked about the weather becoming a little bit more dry. You can still see the winds blowing a little bit, but in the not-as-rainy condition, definitely, especially down by 15 now, will they start to throw the ball a little bit more.
So this is going to be a first down as he's able to pick that up on that pass and catch. Nealis is under center. We're just under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Tioga leading 21-6 over Delhi. Hand off to Wilson up the gut, dives forward and picks up a couple of yards here. Good for about four. And so they're right at midfield going left to right. Going to be a second and six coming up for Delhi. They trail Tioga 21-6 with 7:40 to go in this third quarter. And so this Bulldogs team, a lot of veteran players out there today for the Bulldogs that have enjoyed a lot of success over the last few years. The Delhi team they had during COVID that went undefeated, of course, there was no playoffs that year, was one of the most special teams I've watched in recent memory, and you wish they could have been in a situation like this. A lot of these guys on this team were also a part of that team. As Schnabel dives forward through the middle and picks up a couple of yards here, so it's going to be third down, pretty manageable. About third and three to go with 7 minutes to go, third quarter. 21-6, our score, Tioga on top of Delhi. So I guess my point with that is, if you're a Delhi fan, this is the game you were hoping to get to and you want to see it pay off today, and just a couple of little things have not gone your way and you find yourself down 21-6.
I remember that Delhi team. I think I watched them play a game here maybe even or somewhere, and they were a very impressive team.
Yeah, very, very good team during that shortened COVID season. Handoff up the middle here on third and about three to go for Wilson. I think he's going to be pretty close depending on where they spot that. With 6.5 to go in the third, and Tioga on top 21-6 over Delhi. And so, again, the winner of this will take on the winner of Section 3, Dodgeville and Beaver River. What a turnaround for Beaver River. I believe they were winless last year. We actually did a game on CDO when Beaver River came down to play Bainbridge-Guilford, and the Bobcats won that game 16-0, and just a year later, Beaver River in the championship game, so kudos to them.
Isn't it crazy how things like that, you know, can turn around so quickly?
Yeah, I was amazed when I was watching how they were doing this season. Great turnaround there for Beaver River. 6 minutes to go in the third, and a little sweep here to Schnabel on first down. And he's tackled in front of the Tioga bench at about the 41-yard line. So second down and six coming up. Maybe seven for the Bulldogs. They're putting together a nice run. If Delhi could score here, cut it back to a one-score game, would certainly put an interesting wrinkle back into this one. Duncanson a little slow to get up here for the Tigers on defense. Does walk off under his own power as he's had a tough couple of weeks here throughout the playoffs trying to stay healthy, but he's been a very, very good player today for the Tioga Tigers. Second down and six for Delhi with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 21-6 is our score. Nealis is under center. Two wide receivers to the left. Rocky is in motion from left to right. Delhi wants to throw. Nealis drops back. He's got pressure. Throws, and it's intercepted by Tioga. Right at about the 25-yard line. That was Shea Bailey coming over. The sophomore in coverage is able to pick that off. Really nice job. And then runs out of bounds. So another Delhi turnover with 5:23 to go in the third. This guy, great throw there by Nealis, but Bailey comes over and makes a heck of a play to pick that off.
Yeah, it looks like the throw was a little bit behind, but great defensive play by Bailey to come up with a big interception there. As Delhi was starting to drive a little bit more, it is still only a 15-point game, so Delhi goes down, brings it back to a one-possession game. You know, you're right back in it. But great stop there for Tioga.
Another unfortunate break there for the Bulldogs with 5:23 to go in the third. And Tioga will get the ball back. Good running up the left side. A spin move here by Maycumber after he got a fierce block from Duncanson. Good for about 9 yards. So, you know, Duncanson right back in the game and laying the lumber there on the block. And they will give him the first down. So Tioga moving the chains. Boy, punishing running there by the Tigers guy.
They're doing that, and I feel like they continue to do that as the game goes on. You know, we talk about these teams that get up to the early starts, and then Tioga just seems to just score one, and then they keep scoring. That's what they do. They keep beating you up, and then they just keep coming after you time and time again.
Kind of that wrestling mentality. I've always felt that way about Tioga. They just kind of wear you down throughout the game. 4:45 to go in the third. It's Tioga 21, Delhi 6. A run up the middle here, more to the left. Wilson on the tackle. Maycumber on the run here for the Tigers out to the 45-yard line. So we're coming up on 4.5 to go in the third quarter, and Tioga leads 21-6. So the Tigers still in control. Second down at about five, maybe four to go here for Tioga. Thanks for joining us today here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream today. We know we have a lot of people listening on the stream, all courtesy of SFCU. Got to give a shout-out to Coach Todd Bruce, listening down in Texas today on WCDOsports.com. He's down there with his family and tuning in. So, hey to Coach. A run here for Tioga. They're going to pick up the first down into Delhi territory at the 45-yard line. Maycumber once again on the run with just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Tioga leads 21-6. So a steady dose of Maycumber here in the second half, and some good blocking by Duncanson has been a recipe for success, and a couple of turnovers as well for Tioga, or for Delhi, excuse me, has been tough, and Tioga's trying to make them pay.
That's another thing Tioga does very well. They capitalize on your mistakes very well. You turn the ball over, you penalize yourself. They always capitalize on that.
Tigers are under center now with Bellis. Hand off to the outside. This time they go to Duncanson. He's able to drag a pile forward. Nealis brings him down at the 40. Second down and five to go, but that clock continues to tick, tick, tick late here in the third quarter with just about 3 minutes left. 21-6, our score. Tioga on top of the Delhi Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are just looking for a little slice of daylight here, something to maybe get them back into this game. They've had a couple of big play opportunities that were just taken away by kind of the football gods, I would say, in a couple of occasions, like that Schnabel run back, that ball pops free. Who knows why or how it happened, one of those situations. And second down and five, they pitch it backward to Maycumber, and he makes something out of nothing. He's going to be very close to a first down. Looked like Delhi might have had him in the backfield, but he lowered his head and lowered his shoulder and was able to drive forward. Does pick up the first down. Wow, heck of a run there by Maycumber. Wouldn't be denied. Maycumber, just a junior. As you said earlier, Sky, only three seniors on this Tioga team, and a lot of the big contributors, the names we've been saying today, all underclassmen.
Yeah, and if you're Section 4, that's not a good thing to hear.
I mean, Bellis is a junior. Duncanson is a junior. Maycumber is a junior. Sidoni, a junior. He caught that touchdown pass earlier, so a big junior class. Huge rush here by Delhi, though. Sanford comes in and finds Bellis in the backfield, and he's able to pancake him there and bring him down with 2.5 to go in the third. 21-6, our score. Tioga still in control as Bellis comes over to the sideline to get the next play. And this is where Tioga, I've noticed over the years, very, very good tactically with the clock. They are not going to waste a second here in this second half.
No, definitely not. And that play right there was just a miscommunication. Quarterback thought he was going one way. The guy actually ended up going the other way. So you got a second down and long here, but if you're Tioga, you've been moving the ball very well. I don't think they're going to panic here.
Looks like a timeout might be taken here by the Tigers as they want to talk things over. With a 1:52 to go in the third, it's 21-6. Tioga on top of Delhi here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Big thank you as always to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And I'm sure a lot of people are like on their normal drive home. They like the news, they like the music, but they're stuck with us today, Sky, for the sectional championship. An early kickoff today here for this one in the Section 4 championship game.
And here comes the rain again.
Yep, rain is rolling back in now pretty steady as Tioga on second down out of the timeout. They try to roll out and throw to Duncanson, but the pass is short and incomplete. Third down and four coming up here for Tioga. with 1:45 to go in the third, and Tioga leading 21-6.
That was the case right there of the ball probably just getting a little wet. The play call, I think, came in before the rain started, and the way I knew that was obviously you can see it, but once you start to see all the umbrellas pop back up again, you know the rain's starting to come down a little bit more.
So, I mean, that wasn't too bad. We got a, you know, kind of a almost a full quarter's worth of no rain, but definitely starting to come back down. And you can see the clouds as you look over from up on top of the hill here in Johnson City down towards Binghamton University across town. The start of the game, you could barely see it. The clouds did kind of part for a little bit, and now you can see the clouds rolling back in here. So another timeout is taken, but we'll keep it right here with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. 21-6 is our score. Tioga leading Delhi here in the sectional championship game. Of course, Tioga, no strangers to this game as they've been here many, many times, and they are the defending state champions as well. Always tough when you get into the state tournament, but Tioga has been there many, many years, and I think they're just so used to these big games, you know, that none of this stuff really seems to faze the Tigers.
No, and you see that with some of those schools like the Tiogas, the Forks, the Main End Wells, you know, from Section 4. We talked many times about how good Section 4 football is. But, you know, when you play on those teams that have that much experience, when you get to those moments yourself, it's not overwhelming.
Out of the timeout, this is going to be a third down and 14 now for the Tioga Tigers. And Bellis is going to break free. He's down to the 20, very close to a first down. Caden Bellis decides to do it himself there on third and long. A couple of tackles for loss had set them up with that third down and long, but I think they got the first. They're going to move the chains here, so Bellis is able to kind of haul through the driving rain here. It's really starting to come down again and pick up that first down. And just when you think Del has them in a good spot, they find a way out of it. Unbelievable.
He is a very impressive player. We saw that long touchdown run by him with a great move. Right there again, just a great run. He's very impressive for being a junior.
Boy, this rain really starting to come down now as Tioga is at the Delhi 20, going right to left. They're going to go back to try to run it up the middle here with Maycumber, and he's still on his feet, breaks a couple of tackles, and he's in. They had him at the line of scrimmage, and Maycumber would not be denied and goes in for six with 1:15 to go here in the third. His second TD of the day.
Here I was just talking about a very impressive runner. That was very impressive. Delhi had him wrapped. I don't know how he got out of that at all. And then he broke more to score. That was very impressive.
They literally had two or three guys on him at the line. It looked like it might have been a loss. And he somehow breaks free for a 20-yard touchdown. Really nice running there by the Tigers. They're going to go for the extra point. Snap and hold is good, and the boot is up and through. So that makes it, with 1:15 to go in the third, Tioga 28 and Delhi 6. We'll be back with the conclusion of the third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
The long kickoff here is fielded by Schnabel, and he only gets about 5 yards on the return, pushed out of bounds at the 15. And so Tioga now leads 28-6 as Drew Maycumber runs in his second TD of the game on that last possession to give Tioga a 28-6 edge, excuse me, over Delhi with 1:15 left in the third quarter. So Sky now, Delhi has the long task of starting at their own 15-yard line here after a nice kickoff and just a small return there for the Bulldogs. This is tough. They're in a really tough situation right now late here in the third.
They really are. You want to you have to go down and get some points on this possession here. You really do. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on him, but Taioa has all the momentum right now, and you want to try to get something on the board here. If you can make it 14-28, make it a two-possession game, then hope for a couple bounces or turnovers yourself, get back into it. But you got to make something happen here.
And so 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tioga leading 28-6. Bulldogs with a second down and eight coming up. Wilson ran for about 2 yards on that first play of this drive. And so it looks like they're going to bring three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Kristen is in at QB. Schnabel is in motion. And let's see what they decide to do. Angelo Kristen wants to throw over the middle. Lofts one up. He's got a receiver, and it's incomplete to Brocky at about midfield. Went diving for that one, but nobody was home. Once in a while, they'd like to try to go for that long ball, but it hasn't connected here today.
It seems like the only time Christensen goes in at quarterback there is when they're going to air it out. So if you're Tioga, you see that switch happen. They're going to drop the defensive backs back. But that time, the Delhi receivers actually did get behind the defense. They had a shot at it, just a little overthrown, but they had a chance for a big play. That would have been huge for Delhi.
As I said earlier, the first time these teams met up, a similar play to that went for 80 yards, and Delhi was able to score late in the game. And I think Tioga must have really paid a lot of attention in their prep to make sure they wouldn't give up something like that again. Direct snap again here to Angelo Kristen, and he's got nowhere to go. May Cumbert leads the charge in there for the Tioga Tigers, as well as Brennan Sidoni on the tackle. And so this is going to bring up fourth down for Delhi. With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, looks like the clock will run out. So the fourth quarter is coming up with our score, Tioga 28 and Delhi 6 in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOSports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. As we start the fourth quarter here live from Johnson City High School, it's Tioga leading Delhi 28-6. And it looks like they're going to stay with Kristen maybe at quarterback for the fourth quarter. We'll have to see, but it is going to be a punt here. Schnabel with the bomb here, and it does take a Delhi bounce. Tioga's going to stay away with it, and it's going to roll all the way to about the 34-yard line. So a very good punt there by Schnabel. But Tioga will take over at the 34-yard line going left to right, as they'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter.
I have a feeling the Tioga coaching staff told the returner on that one, you are not returning this, because we saw before a great punt. He went over and made a great return out of it. That time he showed like no interest at all going near it. So they definitely gave him the instruction, because as a returner, you always want to return when you get an opportunity for one.
Yeah, he stayed far, far away from that one. And at this point, if you're Tioga, why do anything risky, right?
Exactly.
At this point, 28-6 lead. If you can get through the next 11 minutes and 45 seconds, the Tigers will be headed back to the state tournament unless Delhi can somehow get back into this game. Tioga will try to run a little pitch. A nice job, a little option pitch, I would say, to Maycumber on the far side. Picks up a first down at about 5 yards extra. Delhi read that very well, but they read the wrong guy. And Maycumber was to the outside and picked up a first down.
As great as Delhi read that, the Tioga quarterback read that even more. One of the things called riding. He rode the fullback there, having the ball out there, showing it, going into the hands of the fullback, pulled at the last second. Delhi was right there to make the tackle, but he got the pitch off right in time. Maycumber has shown all game how great of a runner he is and picked up a huge gain again.
So 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 28-6 our score. Tioga going left to right. They have the ball at midfield. They'll go to Maycumber. Hits the hole on the left side again. And he is brought down for about a gain of two on the play by the Delhi defense, as that was Carter Terrence on the tackle for the Bulldogs, as well as Luke Sanford.
Left side again, and that's what the last play was there on the option, Nate. We talked about it at halftime. That left side is where Tioga's been really going a lot, and they have not gone away from that this half either.
So the Tigers taking their time. Play comes in from the sideline, just looking to work this clock as much as they can. A second down and eight to go for the Tigers, going left to right. Waiting for the snap here. Trying to use as much of that play clock as they can. They go right back to the left side. It's going to be good for another first down as Maycumber lowers the shoulder, drives the pile forward across the 40 to about the 38 and moves the chains again for Tioga. Thanks for joining us here today for this sectional championship contest. It's been a fun and exciting season for high school football here, as this will be a first down for Tioga. You know what's exciting about this time of year, Sky, is when you see who our sectional champions are, you know they're battle-tested, and you know they're going to represent our area very well at the state tournament.
They always do. I mean, last year we had three state champion winners. This year's not the eight-man year, is it, for a state championship? It's next year, I think it is?
I think next year is when they'll have the full eight-man championship. As here's Duncanson with a run to the left side. I believe this year, last year they played a regional, so this year they would go as far as a semifinal, I believe. And this is all part of the state, how they phase sports in. So by next year, we will have an eight-man championship game.
And I was gonna, and why that's important is because this year we've seen in Section 4 how many good eight-man teams we have. So I was curious on if we would have potentially an eight-man champion as well.
Yeah, Groton and Moravia are going to play in the eight-man championship game, which was supposed to be today, but they moved it to tomorrow. They wanted to play on Saturday instead of Friday. So here on second down at about eight to go, Maycumber picks up another first down. Boy, he's just spinning and rolling on that left side down to about the 21-yard line. Another first down for the Tigers with 9:15 to go in the fourth. Tioga leads Delhi 28-6.
Back to that left side again. They're going right at it, and there was something there we talked about. Is there any adjustments being made at halftime? Well, Tioga didn't need to make any because they found something that worked on that touchdown run, and they've stuck with it.
You know, early in the game, it did feel like both teams were kind of feeling each other out, what adjustments were made from the first game. And once Tioga honed in on a couple of areas that they wanted to attack, they've continued to do that here today. First down for Tioga. They're at the 20-yard line. They're deep in Delhi territory. They want to throw over the middle. It's complete. And running in for the touchdown, his second of the day, is Carson Sidoni with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Davis almost got a piece of that for Delhi, but Sidoni took care of the rest.
That was a great throw. I don't know how he got that in there. He threw. There was two guys, as he was rolling out to his right, there was two guys there. They threw more back across his body in between the two defenders. He really liked thread the needle on that one. That was very impressive.
Really nice, and Sidoni equally as nice with the catch and the run in. And so it's 34-6. Tioga on top, waiting for the extra point now for the Tigers. Snap and hold is good, and the boot is up and good as the rain has kind of let up again. Hasn't bothered the Tioga kicking game on the extra points. They now lead 35-6 over Delhi, and we'll be back here with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's go. get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 8:40 to go, fourth quarter. The kickoff, Delhi is going to bring it up. A spin move by Schnabel out to the 35, and he's brought down there. And, you know, Sky, we were just kind of quickly talking during the break. 8.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-6. You know, they might look back years from now and say, oh, another Tioga, you know, victory, if that's how it works out here today, that was lopsided. But this game was very close and could have been very close. It was just not meant to be, I guess, for Delhi. And again, I don't want to say that this game is over by any means with 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi certainly has a lot of quick strike options on offense, but just the little things have not gone Delhi's way today.
No, they had a couple drives that were going their way. Penalties hurt them on those. The return to start this half would have set them up in great field position when it was 14-6. And the lost fumble there, Tioga, as we said, it capitalizes always on your own mistakes. They made a couple of their own early on or just didn't execute as well. But they have found something that works for them very well on offense. Delhi hasn't been able to find much for themselves on offense. Tioga is just, as I said, they're so good at taking advantage of where you mess up or make mistakes, and that's what's happened today.
A penalty flag on first down is going to give a free 5 yards here to Delhi, which will move them up for a first and five at about the 39-yard line here for the Bulldogs. So with 8.5 to go in the fourth, they trail 35-6. They go to Schnabel on the left side. He's going to break a couple of tackles, will get the first down, and is brought down on the Johnson City logo at midfield, still in Delhi territory at about the 48-yard line. And Delhi's offense has looked good at times here today. They've run the ball well with Schnabel as well as Ryan Wilson. The interceptions have hurt, you know, when they've had a couple of nice drives. Tioga has just found a way to get some turnovers, and that's been costly. First down and 10 here for Delhi, again going left to right. Nealis is going to try to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket and then sacked. Brought down at the 40. This might be a horse collar tackle, though. The flag comes in late, Sky. What did you see here?
He went down weird. It looked like a horse collar. We can't see, obviously, what was actually grabbed, but the official was right there, so can't argue with an official being right there, and it was a horse collar tackle.
And so that will be the call there, which is going to give Delhi some real nice yardage with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Tioga leading 35-6. And so this is going to push them into Tioga territory down to about the 43-yard line, so well done there by the Bulldogs. Nealis was, you know, about to step up and throw there and just got roped down. And, I don't want to say he sold it well or anything, but luckily the official was right there if you're a Delhi fan. Nealis wants to throw here, throws to the outside, complete the Schnabel across the 40 to the 38 before he's tackled. And another nice pitch and catch there for the Bulldogs, who move the chains with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And our score, Tioga 35 and Delhi 6. You'll want to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose and take you back through the scoring summary here today. You'll hear the name Maycumber and Sidoni as well as Bellis quite a bit for the Tioga Tigers. And waiting for the snap here, they're going to throw to the outside. Pass is complete to Brocky across the 40 to the 35 to the 34 before he's brought down. So come up on 7 minutes to go here for the Bulldogs, but Delhi is driving. Going to be a second down and about five to go here for Delhi, going right to left on your radio dial. Bulldogs trying to make something happen here, and it looks like they might be trying to go to the air the rest of the way here to just try to desperately try to get back into it. They go to Brocky, and it is incomplete off his hands and falls to the turf. So a third down and five coming up. A catch that Brocky's going to make probably 99 times out of 100, but with these wet conditions, couldn't hold on. So a third down and six coming up here for the Bulldogs with 6:47 to go here in this fourth quarter. We're glad to have you along here for this Section 4 Class D football championship game. There's a lot more action this weekend going on with other Section 4 football games. Soccer is in their state final weekend. Hand off to the outside here for Delhi as Dorian Brisbane with his first carry of the evening here, brought down after a gain of about two, so fourth down coming up for Delhi. But as we said, it's state championship weekend for soccer and for field hockey. Delhi cross country running tomorrow in the state championship, so could be some smiles for the Delhi faithful tomorrow if they're able to bring home some hardware from the state championship.
And for other Section 4 football, Waverly and Shenango Forks rematch for the sectional championship will probably be another amazing game like the first one was between those two teams.
Timeout taken here by Delhi. So they'll want to talk things over with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 35-6 is our score. Tioga is on top of Delhi here in the Section 4 championship game. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. With 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 35-6 is our score. Tioga on top of Delhi in the Section 4 football championship game here. And on fourth down, out of the timeout, they'll try to throw to the left side. It's incomplete. And a turnover on downs, and the Tigers will get it back in their own territory at about the 35-yard line, I would say, is where the Tigers will be starting. So the defense holds once again here for Tioga. So 35 unanswered points so far for Tioga here. They come in with a 23-game win streak, and you can just see why. This Tioga team is a machine once again.
And that's quite a statistic right there, 35 unanswered points.
Yeah, Delhi scores first to start the second quarter, and since then the Tigers' machine has really gotten going. Going to be a run up the middle by Duncanson. He is roped forward as Tioga goes left to right. He's brought down at about the 38. When you think about it, Delhi had that 6-0 lead. Tioga was going for it at midfield on a fourth down. And you're thinking, boy, if Delhi can stop him here, it could be great field position. And just like that, boom, you snap your fingers, and Drew Maycumber ran at 55 yards for a touchdown, and the Tigers haven't looked back.
They have not, and they just keep executing time and time again. And it's funny to think that one play sparked this, just this kind of outburst for Tioga.
Duncanson on a run to the left side, into the second level, still on his feet, running forward to the 30 before he's brought down there. Pickup of about 35 yards there for Duncanson for Tioga. Moved the chains again with 5:15 to go, and the Tigers are still in full control. And so it looks like Tioga is very close to stamping their tickets to moving on back to the state tournament. And if everything stays the same, they could change it during the week, but it looks like the regional next week for whoever advances will be in Section 3 this year up at Cicero North Syracuse High School next Friday. I believe game time would be 5 o'clock. And so it's a beautiful place to play up there at CNS, so nice turf field for sure. A handoff, nope, QB keeper here for Bellis. Escapes the rush and gets brought down at about the 25. Second down coming up here, but more importantly for you Tiger fans, clock still moving. And so 4.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. The Tigers come in with a record of 10-0 into today's ballgame. Tioga continuing to roll this season. Delhi only one loss on the season. It was to Tioga, and but another tough one here today so far. This is going to be a second down and about 7 to go. Another run up the middle. Duncanson is brought down at the 25. So it'll bring up about third down and 6 to go, maybe 5 for the Tigers there at the Delhi 25-yard line. And, you know, Sky, you were just talking about Forks and Main Endwell, and all those teams are still alive. But you think about the last 10 to 15 years for those three programs, that everything that they have accomplished.
Yeah.
Is pretty amazing and something that we could very likely never see again. And to see three programs having a similar run at the same time is pretty remarkable.
It really is, and it just speaks volumes to – oh, here we go.
Here's another run for Tioga, and inside the 5, Maycumber is tripped up there, and brought down with 3.5 to go. It looked like he was going to break that one free. But continue your point.
Here we go.
Yeah.
But it really is. I mean, I brought it up before with you. How many teams in this area have a legitimate ESPN 30 for 30 made about them?
Amazing.
Maybe Manuel did.
Yeah.
But you can make a case this Thai yoga program should too. I mean, with the run that they've had, and it's just, it's so remarkable, the football quality. And I think one of the things is it's not just those three teams, because they get battle tested, as you said, throughout the season. That Walton team a couple years ago that Tioga just barely beat in a great game here, they very well, if they had beaten Tioga, gone on and won it. That's the kind of battles that happen in this section.
A handoff here with 2:55 to go from 2 yards out, and Maycumber is going to score his third of the game. So Drew Maycumber, kind of dancing between the tackles, he's able to cash in, and it's 41-6 with 2:54 to go. Extra point coming here for Tioga. Maycumber can't be stopped. He's had a heck of a game and just a junior. And here comes the extra point opportunity for the Tigers. Waiting for the snap here. It's good. Hold is good. Extra point. A bullet is up and through. Tioga leads 42-6 with just under 3 minutes to go in the sectional championship game, and we'll be back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2:54 to go in the fourth quarter, and here is the kickoff after that Tioga touchdown. This one's going to roll through the back of the end zone, and so Delhi will start on the 20-yard line here. So it's been a great second half here for Tioga. They lead 42-6, Guy, and they're looking to put the icing on the cake.
Well, I'm impressed right now. That kick was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He kicked a line drive. For baseball fans, he hit a line drive about as hard as Giancarlo Stanton right down the middle between the two return guys. It went right through. It bounced once right through the end zone. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that really was. I didn't really do it justice there. It just kept on rolling.
I'm sorry. I'm just very impressed. If you can kick it like that, no team will ever be able to return against you.
Right.
My goodness.
So here is Delhi with 2:50 to go. They'll run to the far side here. And for a lot of these seniors, the run there for Schnabel, I believe, of about 2 or 3 yards. This has been a great senior class, as I said. A lot of these guys were young players on that COVID team that was so unbelievable. This line has a lot of seniors on it, O-line and D-line. And they've had a great year. To end your year and only have lost to Tioga is pretty impressive. Another run up the middle here on second down, out to about the 30. And so that was Sam Davis on the run there. Going to bring up third and short as we come up on 2:15 to go here in the fourth, and Tioga leads 42-6. It's been a great year. The energy around this Delhi program has been great. The fans coming out. We did their game over there with Sydney, and, you know, it's hard to beat a good Delhi football game on a Saturday afternoon. A lot of buzz around this program this year. They certainly had a fantastic season.
They did. You can't hold your head. I mean, this has been a great year for them. They just, unfortunately, you run into teams like this sometimes, and they're not obviously the only team that's run into this Tioga team, and it looks like they're not going to be the last. And sometimes that just happens. It's just the way it goes.
Nealis with a great throw over the middle here to find Angelo Kristen, and it's good for a first down and into Tioga territory, down to the 45-yard line. And, you know, going back to your point, you think about in the last 10 or 12 years, all the great Unitego teams that we saw come through with Tyler Butler and Josh Firebend and Tanner Winchester and Ryan Marzell and Nate Wilsey and all those guys, and they couldn't bring down the Tioga machine. As here is Neal, as he wants to throw. He's going to chuck one over the middle, and it just comes up short as he was trying to go deep there with a buck 17 to go and Delhi trailing 42-6. And you think of the great Sydney teams that came through and either didn't get a chance to play Tioga, or if they did, they couldn't find a way to get it done. What's always mystified me, the one year that Tioga didn't get out of the section was that year that Sydney went to the sectional championship game. They had a very strange just loss in the first round of the playoffs. It wasn't in the sectional championship game. It wasn't some miraculous year. I don't know if it was a fluke. I don't want to say that necessarily as Delhi goes back to the air. They have Kristen, and it just bounces off his hands at the 20 and falls incomplete with a minute 10 to go. But that year was so strange. Sydney, Harper Zelastin was very good. Unitigo was very good. So that year was just different. Other than that, it has really been the road has gone through Tioga.
Yeah, and it's one of the best runs, obviously, in especially recent memory. But, ever. You think, as I brought up, that Maine Emerald team that won 50-whatever games in a row and five state championships. I mean, you got to give credit here in the Forks teams. I mean, but as you said, they didn't get to the state championship or the section championship that year. So is it a fluke? I don't know. But we got that Sydney team can hold their head on that one.
It was a Sydney-Unitigo sectional final, and it was a lot of fun for us as Nealis is going to pick up a first down here. He's got to the edge. Nealis to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and Nealis is in for a Delhi touchdown with 58 seconds left. Wouldn't be denied and runs it in from 30 yards out. Logan Nealis does the job there for Delhi. So that's going to make it 42-12 here with 59 seconds left. Delhi closing the gap a little bit here in the closing seconds of this contest as the Tigers are 1 minute away from punching their tickets back to the state tournament. And it looks like Delhi will be marching out here. Looks like they might go for two. Nealis is kind of rallying the troops here for a little huddle. We see them kick most of the time, but we haven't seen Delhi in a real true close game scenario and throughout the season or trailing like this, so they're going to go for two. Nealis will roll out, and he's going to tuck it and try to get in, and he does. He takes a heck of a hit to do it, but Logan Nealis scores from 2 yards out on the two-point conversion, making it 42-14 with a minute left. So we'll step away and come back to wrap this one up here in the sectional final on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. So Delhi's Logan Nealis scores with 59 seconds left to cut the Tioga lead to 42-14. Nealis runs it in from 30 yards out for the Bulldogs. But, again, only 59 seconds left. It appears that the Tioga Tigers will be headed back to the state tournament. Delhi with their chances today, but, some slippery conditions. The ball popped out a few times, and the Tioga machine was able to take advantage. So Schnabel with one last kickoff here. Tigers will get to return from their own 15. They're going to take a knee here, and they should just be able to kneel this one out, Sky. And the Tigers going back to the state tournament. It appears that everybody got through today's game healthy on both sides. You love to see that. I think a lot of people were expecting this to be a closer ball game today, but Tioga just took advantage at every opportunity they had.
They really did, and as you said, for Tioga, the most important part, as far as we know, we haven't seen anything, obviously. Getting out healthy and moving on, that's huge for them. They have a lot of very important players and key weapons, and keeping them all healthy going forward is huge.
And so they are just going to take a knee here to eat the rest of this clock up with 50 seconds left. So it does look like our final score today will be Tioga 42 and Delhi 14. This is the matchup everybody wanted to see throughout the season. They had a fantastic regular season matchup with Tioga winning at 28-21. Delhi today, just a couple of mistakes that really cost them, but certainly no shame in this season. Their only two losses come to the Tioga Tigers, who have now won 24 games in a row and head back to the state tournament, and the Tigers and their faithful are pretty fired up here at Johnson City High School. Again, our final score, 42-14, Tioga over Delhi. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Tioga defeats Delhi 42-14 to win the 2022 Section 4 Class D Football Championship. The Tigers push their win streak to 24 straight games with this 42-14 victory as both teams are out at midfield now for the presentation of the trophies. Sky, your final thoughts on this one, as it was a good football game. It felt very close. It was close at the half, 14-6 at the half, but Tioga opens up the floodgates in the second half.
0-0 at the end of the first quarter. Let's remind the people that's what it was. Tioga scores 42 points in three quarters. And they did so very quickly, but even more so, it was 14-6 at halftime. So they really came alive in the second half. They did a great job making all the adjustments that they needed to. They took advantage of Delhi mistakes, and as we said, they got out here healthy. So going forward, they're going to be fully loaded and ready to go.
Yeah, this Tioga team looking very good, but kudos to Delhi. A fantastic season, only with the two losses represented our part of Section 4 very, very well. And certainly had a lot of fun watching them this season. So we are going to give out our three awards. Now, we are going to give two to Tioga and one to Delhi. Normally in a game like this, if we were just covering one team from our part of the section, we might give all three awards to Delhi. But I've done this in the past. I've made sure that Tioga got their awards. I'm close enough with Nick Aiello, their head coach, that I can get the awards out to them. And I think certainly they're well-deserved here today. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Three touchdowns today for Tioga running back Drew Maycumber. We'd like to give him the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. What'd you see from him today, Sky?
I think the list of children, what didn't I see?
Right.
He was unbelievable. He was the difference. He's the guy what got them the momentum on that fourth down run. That swung the entire game their way, and he was just great. I mean, just when you think you had him locked, wrapped up, he broke however many tackles that on that one touchdown run there, too. He was great. I can't wait to watch him as the rest of the tournament goes on.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to give this to Luke Sanford today from Delhi. He was everywhere, absolutely everywhere, wrapping guys up, getting to the quarterback. Certainly a great effort by him. We'd like to give him the defense award today.
He was. We said his name all the time defensively. He made so many tackles. He made it tough. And I think they tried to avoid him the best they could in that second half.
Lastly, here tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth and our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go with Tioga quarterback here today, Caden Bellis. He did it all. He ran, he threw, and he got in the end zone and was really just what you always see from a Tioga quarterback, a real general and coach out on the field.
He really was, and he also plays defense too, which is sometimes rare for quarterbacks too. So all-purpose-wise, he was great. Some amazing moves from him too, from a quarterback. So very deserving of that award too.
So Tioga will move on here today. Just a quick recap here. Delhi did get on the board first. Schnabel with a 2-yard touchdown run. Luke Schnabel to make it 6-0. It was scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Schnabel scored on the first play of that second quarter. Then it was Maycumber with a 55-yard TD run on fourth down, which really, looking back, was the spark that got Tioga going. They made it 7-6. Then Bellis was able to find his tight end, Carson Sidoni, for a 20-yard TD catch to make it 14-6 at the halftime score. Third quarter, Delhi had a really nice return. Looked like they possibly could have scored to start the second half. Schnabel lost the ball. Tioga gets it back, and Bellis runs it in from 40 yards out to make it 21-6. And they followed that up with another third-quarter touchdown, a 20-yard TD, once again from Drew Maycumber on the outside, making it 28-6. Fourth quarter, it was Sidoni, another 20-yard TD catch from Bellis, made it 35-6. Maycumber from in close with his third touchdown of the day on a 2-yard run, made it 42-6. And Delhi capped the scoring with Logan Nealis, a 30-yard TD run to make it 42-14. So Maycumber, Bellis, and Sidoni all with huge efforts here today for the Tigers. So a great effort for Tioga. That's going to wrap it up. This also concludes the football season for us here on WCDO. We're so glad that you spent a lot of your Friday nights and Saturday afternoons with us. It's only going to be probably a week or two, and we'll be on the air with high school basketball. So we won't be gone for very long. So certainly make sure you tune in. We did over 50 basketball games last year on the air. So,
wow.
You know, get ready for another full season of high school hoops. That's for sure. It's going to be fun.
Wow. I knew you did a lot of them, but wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we've been averaging somewhere between 40 and 50, especially if a couple teams make a run to states. So we'll be a lot of fun here again this year with some fun local teams. We're looking forward to that. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim was with us for every game this year and was tremendous. Also a big thank you to Craig Stevens and to Rob Ray. They always help out with all our football homework during the week and getting everything set to go. The whole WCDO team does a really nice job in helping us out. And, Sky, thank you to you for coming on, being color for almost every game this year. It was tremendous, and hopefully we can grab you for a few basketball games, too.
It was a lot of fun, and I want to say thank you to you. You just said 50 games, and I know sometimes you have help, sometimes you don't during basketball, but you cover everything you can always, and I hope you enjoy this next little week or so off before you really get going again.
Well, it'll be a full day tomorrow. Is again, if you're looking for soccer and field hockey and cross-country updates, I'll be doing that tomorrow on Twitter. I'll be getting in the car early, going down to Middletown, New York. That's where the boys' states are for soccer. We'll be covering Cooperstown. I'll be keeping an eye on Whitney Point field hockey. Might be driving out to Long Island on Sunday. If things fall that way, I might be going out there, or I might be watching Cooperstown up in Middletown. You never know this time of year.
Well, as I said, when that gets done, then enjoy your little time off, the little bit that you do get.
I'll probably get about a week with no games. So I'll do my best to enjoy it, and then it'll be the full court press for basketball. So, all right, thanks.
Good one. I like that.
There you go.
Finish it off.
Got to finish it off with that. So, again, our final score here, 42-14. Tioga defeats Delhi in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you for hoop season in a few weeks on WCDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.